International arms inspectors say China has emerged as the top arms supplier to civil conflicts, replacing Russia, which dominated the small arms trade in the 1990s. In Sudan, which supplies China with crude oil, Beijing now provides the Khartoum government with over 70% of its small arms and light weapons. So far, there is no direct evidence that China has violated arms embargoes in the Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Ivory Coast. The likely violators, say arms inspectors, are African governments or arms traffickers who legally obtain Chinese-made weapons. The Progressive magazine reports the FBI spent 2 years infiltrating the Twin Cities Anti-War Committee, including gaining access to the group's financial records and becoming knowledgeable about the personal lives of key committee members. An FBI agent using the alias Karen Sullivan joined the anti-war group in April 2008 and helped organize protests against the Republican National Convention. The undercover FBI agent regularly participated in weekly committee meetings, helped out with bookkeeping, and traveled with the group to the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit. Sullivan's role as an FBI spy was uncovered at a press conference by the anti-war committee, where Jess Sundin, a leader of the group, discussed the role of Sullivan, who many of the peace activists had considered a friend. In late September, Sundin's house was raided when the FBI arrested 14 peace activists in Minneapolis and Chicago. Sundin says the anti-war committee was engaged in lawful activities, and she claimed the actions make a mockery of our democratic rights as outlined in the Constitution. Federal prosecutors brought 23 activists before a Chicago grand jury on January 25th as part of a still-secret government investigation into material support of terrorism. The shocking suicide of Rutgers University student Tyler Clementi, who jumped off the George Washington Bridge last September, led to a wave of suicides by gay teenagers and increased focus on the bullying of gay teens. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, social conservatives sought to blame the rash of suicides and bullying of gay teens on gay rights activists. A prominent Christian right leader, Tony Perkins, of the Family Research Council, blamed gay activists for exploiting tragedies to push their own agenda. GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, has been a prime target of right-wing attacks for pushing school districts to adopt measures to stop anti-gay bullying. Civil rights groups say violent hate crimes are increasingly being committed against gays and those perceived to be gay. Recent public opinion polls find the public now blames anti-gay messages coming from conservative pastors as a major factor in the increasing number of suicides among gay teens. This comes at a time with growing public support for same-sex marriage and the repeal of the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy toward gays in the military. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.